I came today as a Mythbuster. And if you ever watch that TV show, The Mythbuster,
yep,
where they took an old story that was proclaimed to be true and it turned out it wasn't, that's why they stoned all the false prophets. Briefly, this is an introduction to what I'll share the next time there is more time to share it. And it's about the disciples and how in so many years I've heard this story about basically Jesus' disciples were a bunch of vagabonds. Oh, they were so poor. They were poverty stricken and they had to go house to house and have people feed them. They were so poor. Well, I just want to tell you that is an absolute bunch of hooey. Did you know this, that 4 out of the 10, out of the 12, had a very prosperous fishing business on the Sea of Galilee, and they had hired servants? That was a big thing in Bible times, to have your own business. And it prospered. It wasn't broken. It didn't need fixing. Every once in a while, Jesus just had to show them where the fish were. And it's the same in our lives. If you're looking for nuggets, you might think that you're really savvy about finding things on your own. But truly, the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to show us where those nuggets are. This is from Mark chapter 10, verses 33 through 37. And it really offended some of the disciples. I guess I have time. We have enough time. We started an hour late this morning, so. We're on a roll. Let's keep going. Give me 10 minutes and we'll empty the house. Mark 10, verses 23 and 27. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches. It didn't say that have them, but it says that trust in them. Because I believe it's in Proverbs, it says those who trust in riches, the bag of money will soon sprout wings and it flies away. And so don't trust in the riches. And he told them that it's very difficult for the person that trusts in riches, because everybody wants a piece of your loot. They're always trying to find a way to get it. But they can't give what you're not willing to give. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And I've read about this at night when the gates of Jerusalem were closed. There was a tiny little gate, if anyone were to come in by camel after the big gate was closed. And that door was only big enough if the rider of that camel could get his camel to kneel down on his knees and go through that door into Jerusalem. And it's very difficult to get a camel to do that. They're trained, but they don't do it of their own free will. And the whole point of this is that for a person who trusts in all of their wealth and all of their resources, it takes a lot for them to humble themselves, if you will, to step down into the world that a lot of us live in and learn this principle of humbling themselves in the sight of the Lord. But Peter, the disciples quibbled about this. They were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Peter and Andrew, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were business partners and had a prosperous fishing business with hired servants. So I can see why those 4 took offense, you know, right away, because that was their living, that was their income. But if they trusted those things, yeah, that should have been the 5th one over here on your side, you know, the ones that can pay their way in.
That's true.
Well, you heard the story about the man that God told him he could bring anything into heaven with him. Bring it with him. So this guy stuffed his bag full of gold. And when he showed up at the pearly gates, there was Peter. And he said, "What's in that bag? You can't bring anything." "Yeah, but God told me I could bring anything I wanted." So he stashed his bag full of gold. And Peter says, "No, we need to see what's in that bag." "All right." He opens up the bag and there was all that gold, and Peter started laughing and all the people around. "What? You brought pavement?" The streets of gold. You can't buy it. And so they didn't understand really what he was saying, and he used that example about the camel coming through the small gate. And that's why they were astonished. And of course, the four that had a fishing business with their father, they weren't used to any other life. They were prosperous. And they had a good business. And so they caught this attitude. Jesus is talking about us. You know, you mean we, how can we go there? And you're telling us we have to give up our business. We have to give up our finances and all of that. Well, we found out a little bit later in scriptures that that's exactly what they did. Those four, at least, that had wealth. And they went off and they left their business in their father's hands and they began to follow Jesus from that day. And it had a happy ending. But Jesus said, looking upon them, "With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible." And it says, "If you believe." And then I put together some qualifications for believing. What it means. Belief is the trusted confidence that comes to us through faith. It is the correct attitude and state of being for every Christian. The writer of the book of Hebrews points out, without faith it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What you believe determines how you'll live, what you'll say, and how you will pray. If you believe the promises of God, you will naturally incorporate them into your prayer life, and hope will rise in your heart. Connect us with John's word. He and I did not conspire. He asked me last week if he could bring a word. I didn't even know what you were going to talk about. And here, how it dovetails. It's like it all fits. We should expect that of the Lord. He always makes everything fit. If you believe the promises of God, you will live, think, and act accordingly. It's all a matter of where your mind is, what you're focused on. To believe God's promises, we must believe his word. And Paul points out, faith comes by hearing, and where? Hearing comes by what? Oh, good, 7 of you got that. Did you hear the rest of them? Comes by the word of God. Romans 10:17. It is clear, therefore, that if we want to have faith, we must dive into the word of God and extract all of its promises and apply them to our lives and prayers. No, we are not beggars. We're not vagabonds. We're not, I'm just a poor person and God have mercy on me. You know, make a big fuss and play the victim. We have already inside of us everything that God has. Last week we talked about his kingdom. Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Believe, 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 and you will receive, receive, receive. Now I have a little prayer of belief on the subject of belief. And if sometimes it's hard for you to stretch your faith to believe, maybe this prayer will help. Heavenly Father, My heart's desire is to walk by faith, not by sight, only on Thursdays. Oh, it says all the time. I will immerse myself in your word so that my faith will grow. With your help, I will keep looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith. As I pray, I will believe that I will receive my requests because your word promises me. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You have justified me, Father. Therefore, I will live by faith. Even though I have never seen you, Lord, I love you. Even though I have never seen you, I believe in you with all my heart. The belief you have imparted to me gives me an unspeakable joy that is full of your radiant glory. The faith your word imparts to me makes me victorious in every area of my life. Thank you, Lord. I know that you gave to me according to my faith. Therefore, I will believe that all things are possible with you. Lord, thank you for enabling me to be a true believer at all times. And I know that we could have done this in the other manner that John did. You could have repeated this with me and made this personal because it's written for that. Take this and make it personal. Decide. Even if things look impossible, that's only because you're seeing it through your eyes. And it was just like the disciples. Jesus confronted them and said, if you want to follow me, it's going to cost you. He always made it hard for people to follow him because he wanted to make sure their heart was in it. So if you want to continue to follow him, and he's speaking to your hearts about doing something different, changing some things up in your life, don't be afraid to do it. Because he sees beyond what you can see. And I'll leave that for you to think on a minute. Actually, it should be something that we think about a lot. Does anybody have any prayer needs or requests? Because I have a closing benediction, if you will. I don't usually use those fancy religious words, but actually got one for today, which is amazing. Anybody have any prayer needs? Y'all good? So this will be our closing prayer today. Would you all please stand up and just lift up your hands to heaven and receive this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.